Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We're going to Kilkenny. Let me read you a couple of lines of a poem first. It is relevant. It says, if you ever go to Kilkenny, look for the hole in the wall, where you'll get blind drunk for a penny and tipsy for nothing at all, because we're continuing our summer series delving into the history of Ireland's cities and towns, and today obviously we're turning to Kilkenny. And while the Cats may not have made it to Croke Park for Sunday's All-Ireland final, the city is full of interesting stories to whet your historical appetite. Nevin Cody from Shenanigans Walks in Kilkenny joins us to tell us more, and we'll talk about the poem in just a second, Nevin, but you're welcome to Drive Time.
Good evening, Cormac, and you're very welcome. And you, of course, you had to bring up the hurling, didn't you?
I didn't mean to upset you or any of the Cats, Nevin. But look, let's take a walk back through the history of Kilkenny. It's a long old walk back to the 6th century, isn't it?
It sure is. We've got an incredible city here. In fact, nowadays, the past and present really collide together, creating a really beautiful city with vibrance and energy. But we're known as the medieval capital, as you know, but going way back before that, we had settlements, even ring forts here back as far as the first century. And only a few years ago, they found underneath John's Bridge in the city a 2500 BC bronze fish trap in the area. So they know there were settlements way back, but their first permanent settlement was around 5th century when St. Kieran, the first known Irish-born saint, formed the church near the river here. Mm-hmm. But there's little evidence of that structure still here. But really, the first permanent settlements was when followers of St. Canice came to the area and settled on the River Nore. And they built the first monastery that was here. And little of the 6th century monastery remains, but there also was a follow-on 9th century settlement, which included the Round Tower, which remains to this day and is the oldest structure in the city.
Is that the Leaning Tower of Kilkenny?
The Leaning Tower of Kilkenny, yeah. It's 100 foot high, 121 steps to the top with amazing views of the city. It actually only has 2 foot of a foundation as well. And you're right, it does lean by 18 inches. So I always advise people, if you ever come to Kilkenny, you climb to the top of that round tower that leans by 18 inches, stand on the left. You can figure the rest out yourselves.
Well, to my shame, I've never climbed that tower, but I will the next time I'm down. Whenever I think of Kilkenny, Nevin, I think obviously of the castle. It's one of the most standout, beautiful locations in Kilkenny, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we are so, so blessed to have such an incredible landmark. In fact, it's the busiest office of public works site in the country. And it's free to do until the 31st of December this year. So if anyone's in the area, just book in advance. And it was voted a few years ago one of the top 10 most beautiful castles around the world. So I suppose if we go all the way back to King Dermot MacMurray, he was the king of Leinster. And he had a falling out with the king of Breffni, Tírna O'Rourke, whose wife he had kidnapped. And at the end of that, Dermot was sent to exile to France, and he eventually made his way to the court of Henry II, and he wanted to get some support to win his kingdom back. Henry said, I'm not getting involved with those crazy Celts over there, but if you want to find your own warlord, by all means do that. And that's what he done. He found an Anglo-Norman earl, the Earl of Pembroke, Richard de Clare, or otherwise known as Strongbow, and he brought him over, and after they had regained the East Coast, Dermot realised something, that Strongbow was not going home, and he kind of liked the place. So in order to form a union and form the bond, he offered his daughter Aoife's hand in marriage.
Wow.
And when Dermot died in 1171, Strongbow declared himself the King of Leinster. And it was both himself and Aoife built the first structure that's on the site of the castle today, and it was a moat and bailey. And this was a defensive structure, a mound of earth with a wooden protective structure on top. And that later got burnt when Strongbow was visited in Dublin. And it wasn't until 20 years later when their daughter, Isabel, married a gentleman called William Marshall, who to this day is still known as the greatest knight who ever lived, who married Strongbow's daughter, Isabel. And they built the first stone castle that was there.
And that is the start of, I suppose, or a significant part of the castle that we see today. You'll have to be as quick as TJ Reid to get through some of the next bits of history that we want to touch on. The Shee Arms House, am I pronouncing that correctly? That is a fascinating story.
Yeah, the Shee family were an incredible family in the area. And Sir Richard Shee, he acquired quite a good deal of the church property during the Reformation. And it's really believed that he was trying to get it from falling into the hands of the reformers. And in that fallout of the lack of Roman Catholic area, there was a lack of provision for charitable work to be done. So he actually built the Shee Alm House in 1582, and it was to house 12 poor people, and it was to look after them. There's kind of rules there in the house. You had to turn up on mealtime, on time every day. You had to go to church every day, and the men and women were not allowed mixed. So there was two separate entrances into the building, and he would give them money every week for food, clothes, and fuel. And he also paid for their medical help and their burials. And he died himself in 1608.
And tell me then, and that's part of that story, which is absolutely fascinating. I know that the family went to great lengths to keep the house in the family. But tell me about the Kilkenny witch.
Oh, well, our famous, infamous witch, Alice Kittler. She was a local moneylender. She was born in 1280, and her father was a local moneylender. And when he died, she took over the family business. But she was famous because she was married four times, and all four husbands died very mysteriously.
My God.
And we now know, through reading the documents, it very much sounds like arsenic poison. In fact, they often said she wanted to be married 16 times, four richer, four poorer, four better, four... Anyway, that's a joke for another day. But on the death of her fourth husband, John the Poor, his children from a previous relationship accused her of poisoning him. So they went to the Earl of the Castle to make a complaint. But he was related to her from a previous marriage, so he did nothing. So they went to Bishop Ledred, who was buried in the cathedral at the opposite end of the town. And he saw an opportunity, so he accused Alice of poisoning him, of heresy and witchcraft. But not just Alice, but also her son, William, her one and only son, and her maidservant, Petronella. A trial was held. All three were found guilty. And the night before the punishment, Alice disappeared. Nobody really knows where. Some say Scotland, some say France. And there's even a distillery on the edge of town called Highbank, and they have a castle. And they claim this is where she spent the last of her years. But nobody knows where.
And nobody knows where she is ever since the Kilkenny witch. That is a fascinating story. You know what? Kilkenny is full of fascinating stories from history. And you tell them so well with the shenanigans walks in Kilkenny, Nevin Cody. I mentioned the poem at the very start. If you ever go to Kilkenny, look for the hole in the wall where you'll get drunk, blind drunk for a penny and tipsy for nothing
tipsy
at all.
It
might cost you a little bit more in Kilkenny to get tipsy at the moment. But it's still a great place to go, isn't it? My thanks to you, Nevin Cody.
It might be not as cheap back then, but it's still great value to come here to Kilkenny.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is, and we'll urge people to head to Kilkenny whenever they can. Nevin Cody, thank you very much indeed, and a pleasure to talk to you on Drive Time.